Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Tropical Sky, experience amazing Thailand. From soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Ed Finn is with us from Ed Finn Travels. Hello Ed, how are you doing?
How you doing? I'm great altogether, in great form. Isn't it lovely to see this gorgeous, glorious, sunny weather?
Ed, before we go any further, I have to ask you about the Trav Media Awards that were on there Monday night in London. You were up against Garibaldo. Well, yeah. Did you win? Yeah.
I didn't win, no, but I mean, to be honest with you, right, I was thrilled. Like, it was great to be shortlisted. Just great to see the old name up there, like Ed Finn, Virgin Media, Television, Ed Finn's America. So it was a bit of a buzz. And to kind of be in the room with these kind of leaders of in the industry, I suppose, is always nice. And I made some great contacts, yeah. I might be moving to London soon, Trina.
No, you won't. You'd never leave us, Ed. What have you got to report on this week?
Okay, so we've all grown up with the famous Grimm fairy tales. Remember you got one when you were young, the big book, Hansel and Gretel, Snow White, the Frog Prince, etc., Cinderella, Rapunzel. So the Grimm brothers came from this area in Germany. They were born in Hanau and they moved around like Marburg, Kassel. So picture all these gorgeous little German picture-perfect towns. And this is where they went around collecting all these stories. They didn't actually write them themselves, but they collected them all. Now, at that time in the 1500s, sort of the Huguenots that were kicked out of France all went to this area of Germany, and it became a very strong Protestant area. And the Huguenots were great for storytelling. So the Grimm brothers got loads of stories actually from the Huguenots, and there's a whole history there, but it's very interesting. So you can go around and you can go to the Grimm Brothers Museum, the house where they were born, the Brothers Grimm. They were never separated for more than a year, all down through the years, their lives. Like they wrote and rewrote the stories again and again. So you kind of meander along this gorgeous route. Now, I did half of it. I did Hanau to Marburg and I went to Kassel, and there they have the huge big museum dedicated to them and all the books. I mean, the amount of work they did. Now, they went on and they did other things. Like one was a diplomat. They were teachers. And, you know, the mum died very young. The dad died very young, sorry. So they ended up being brought up by their aunt. They moved around. But it's very interesting how they've influenced the whole world. And the book has been translated into 120 languages. There's 210 fairy tales. And it's lovely. Now, I met Snow White. The Seven Dwarfs were off on a break, I think, at the time when I was there. They were on their holliers. Snow White, we had a great chat with her. And the actual story about Snow White is very interesting. The town where the story came from, there was actually a princess living in a castle, sent off to Spain. She fell in love with Philip II's son. And the other ladies in the court apparently were jealous of her. And she was poisoned at the young age of 20. So the apple and the poison thing. And the mine in the town, Trina, there was a mine, a copper mine. So all the young boys, in those years, the 1500s, they would go in down the mines at 15. And they'd be there in darkness, very bad food, nutrition. So they were all really small. They never grew. And they had little hats and little lunch boxes. So the hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go. They were just very small.
No way.
Little fellas, yeah. The Earl who owned all this and who owned the copper mines, he gave people tax, like you'd get big, you wouldn't have to pay any tax, you got a house, la la la. But you died at like, you were in your early 40s from the dust and all, you know, the copper. So like, it was like
more
slave,
degree, but
slave
dead.
Labor, yeah. But the thing is, right, it's fascinating. We did a whole tour of the mine and I thought, you know, this is going to be like very, not so exciting. It was really interesting, right? Really now, if you saw the conditions and how they lived and the copper, there was a gold mine nearby. But the towns all have the most beautiful food. I had the best Wiener Schnitzel I ever had in my life in the restaurant in Berg Freithof, the little town where Snow White is. It took us about 4 days to find Snow White's house, but we did find it in the end. I told them they have to put up a few little signs, but it's gorgeous. And you go in, kids love it. All the little dwarf beds are there, the dwarfs' beds.
My daughter would be mad about this.
Love it. And in Hanau as well, they have a big, huge palace. And in that, they have the Grimm Markenreich, which is like the experience. And it's a huge interactive thing for the kids all around, like Hansel and Gretel, Cinderella, Rapunzel. You see the tower where they think, you know, that's where Rapunzel let down her hair.
The tower where Rapunzel let down her hair is actually the one in Clondalkin, is it not?
Yeah, yeah, I know. There's a lot of hair extensions out there, I think, Trina. Yeah, originally, the brothers, one of them was very into telling things as they were. And, you know, the real story, like this, you know, the evil stepmother that, you know, like phrases like once upon a time and happily ever after.
Yeah.
They coined, this was the Grimm brothers. They came up with these phrases, you know. So originally, it was the mothers in a lot of the stories that were bad. And then they got a bit of bad press about that. People didn't like that. So then they said, well, we'll make it the stepmothers. So then it became the stepmothers that were evil.
I only read something there recently where stepmothers were given out because they get a bad rap now because all the stories are all about stepmothers being evil. Yeah.
Angelina Jolie and all that. Have you seen the new Snow White movie?
We went to see it and it was a 10 out of 10. And it got a good bit of bad press, actually. Some people didn't think it was up to... I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
It was. Yeah. I watched it in an airport lounge on my way home from the ferry to road. You know, when you're there, you go into the museum and in the little houses you go to, right? The little towns. Stenau is another one, right? Where they lived. And it's like something. You go back in time. It's the 1500s. All the same houses. And you go in and you see all the dresses they wore. And, you know, how they lived and where all the... And they've all these gorgeous animations. So it's like you step into a storybook on this fairy tale road. I think that's how you describe it.
I wouldn't have thought that Germany would be a place necessarily for kids. Yeah. But it absolutely is.
Yeah, no, that's the whole thing. It really is. And the whole, like, these stories grew up there. And, you know, the you know, Little Red Riding Hood and the wolf and the granny, like, that again was all based on a real story, you know, about kids that went missing and stuff. So it was very interesting to kind of learn all this. But again, Trina, the one thing about it, right, is if you wanted to do this, I got a car and I drove it and it was super, right? Really good. Flew to Frankfurt. Mm-hmm. We've loads of flights there with the Aer Lingus and Lufthansa fly to Frankfurt Airport. And really good flights. And the car was there, picked it up at Hertz. Off I went. 53 euros cost me the fuel for the 4 days, which was like so good. Yeah. But then in Marburg and these beautiful towns, just so affordable, like the little hotels, you know, you're eating out. They've all the real, like the gorgeous cakes and, you know, the lovely things that you can get in Germany. Amazing beer, of course. So it's a real adventure. And this is a Germany that, you know, a lot of people would never have thought about going to.
No.
And it's a Germany that's and it's really like, it's like you step back in time and said, you walk into the book. That's how I would describe it.
You'd have to do the guided tour, wouldn't you, to really get a sense.
Listen, Trina, I did 5 guided tours, my dear. Yeah. 5. I think that was enough at the end. I had... Kendra, lovely ladies now, like really nice. And our guide in Kassel as well, he was amazing. He was a professor. We had another professor in Hanau, Professor Wolfgang. And we also got the whole history about, like, you know, towns that were damp, blown up during the war, rebuilt. And of course, all this, it's really interesting to see that. Like, you would never think how they just rebuilt them. They're showing you pictures of rubble. And now you look at it and it's like everything was just was built up. I mean, it goes all the way up to Bremen. But these towns are gorgeous, right?
Mm.
And as I said, they set up this fairy tale road. I suppose we have the Wild Atlantic Way. The Germans have their own sort of marketing things that they do. But the fairy tale route was a great success because they've mapped everything out. And like we stayed in the most beautiful hotels. Everybody is so friendly there. When we went to see Snow White in the house, we had they had biscuits and cakes for us and the whole lot. So we had a great time.
Brilliant. Is there a website that we can go on to get all the details of the fairy tale route?
There is, yeah. So if you go to the official word Germany, but germany.travel is a great one. And then there is actually, if you just Google the fairy tale road, 50th anniversary, there is a whole website there as well that they actually have. It's a long German name, so I won't, you know, put it up. But just Google the fairy tale road or the fairy tale route, 50, and it's on all year. Now, there's huge things happening in August for kids. They're having festivals. Big giant, you know, like we have Machna, they'll have big Machnas, we'll have big giant Cinderellas and all sorts of scary monsters and things. So if you check that out on the website, you'll see it. And I keep saying to people, Germany is very undiscovered and I love going there and I always have a great time.
All right, Ed, we will chat to you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks a million. And they all lived happily ever after.
Oh, go on, Ed. Go on. This is why he's nominated for all the big awards, isn't it, Ed?
Hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off to work I go.
We'll see you next week.
Bye. Talking Travel with
Sarah and Ed with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand, from soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.